There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Nothing is true except the truth. How about that? That can be our thought for the day today, but it's not. Our thought for the day today comes from Olivia Newton-John. She said, fight each round, take it on the chin, and never, 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 ever give in. How's that? That's quite good under the circumstances. When you're a singer, you ought to be poetic, right? Fight each round, take it on the chin, and never, 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 ever give in. Olivia Newton-John on how she approached her battle with breast cancer. So that's a good way for us to start and to figure on what's going on for the day. It's Tuesday, June the 16th. It's the first time perhaps you've tuned into the Good Day program. Let me introduce you to Molly Page, the news sage.
Hello.
And to Ken Kessler, the info wrestler.
Good morning.
And you can never tell who will be showing up, identity unknown. Speaking of identity unknown, it would appear that this lady from the NAACP has had a change in life, or change in lifestyle. Why has it taken so long for people to catch up with Rachel Dolezal?
Dolezal?
Is it how would I say?
I think I'd go with Dolezal. What are your thoughts, Ken?
What'd I say?
Yeah, Dolezal sounds good to me.
Did I say Dolezal?
It's a mystery what you said.
Oh, all right.
It's a mystery, okay. But
all right, so unmystified. All the reporters, by the way, you'll notice that all of the NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, anybody they sent on the story, they were all black reporters. That's an observation I've just made, being in the position that I am to make observations. So from there, we go to Spokane, Washington, and a story that just mystifies me. And this is how the news media functions. And because we're here to talk about what's in the news, it doesn't mean that it makes any sense. And first of all, it doesn't make any sense this woman got to where she was, I guess, the manner of speaking, if you're using practical common sense. But then, why is there all of this attention now?
Because it's just been uncovered.
Well, uncovered, she's been there. It's not like she's been hiding.
No, it's just been uncovered. That
uncovered by whom?
A white woman, by her family.
What do you mean her family?
Her family is the one that's come out and showed the pictures of her as a child growing up, and she was white.
Why now?
Well, I don't think that question's been answered.
Why did they do it a year ago? 2 years ago, 4 years ago.
Her mother says that she's concerned about her, that this has been happening.
She's concerned about her mental stability?
Yeah.
And she expects all of this attention to make her more stable?
What
kind of a mother does that?
It's been disclosed why they are doing it.
I think that there's something else going on here.
There's also some kind of legal thing going on between the parents and Rachel that has not been revealed yet.
Yeah, okay, there's something else going on here. This doesn't happen. This is in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
All of this stuff.
Well, last week some magazine contacted her parents and asked if they were the parents if they were Rachel's parents.
Yeah.
And they don't believe in lying, so they said yes, and that's when this all came out. They didn't just come forward.
So they didn't believe in lying, but their daughter does. Is that the point of this?
That seems to be.
But what is she lying about? Has she ever said that she was black?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she has.
She even posted a picture on Facebook of her with some random older black man and said this was her father.
Oh, okay, so that's it. Now, does this fit into the category of breaking news? Why is this breaking news? So, they found this woman out to be a phony baloney. What, you don't think that is there anybody on your street where you live, or in the town where you live, or the state you live, that hasn't presented something in a way that was not truthful? What in the name of God is this stir about?
It's about a lot, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
And how does it affect you and me?
Well, I think it's... there's not
violence. I'm not challenging you. I'm just saying to the audience, why is it that people, other than this being a soap opera, anything similar to Caitlyn Jenner, which doesn't affect anybody, but it seems like, okay, this is a circus, let's follow it. This story, to me, is nothing but a circus. Anyway.
Well, I think that because there has been so much, especially lately with all of the police cell phone videos, that there has been so much in the media about black and white relations.
Yeah.
And now you have a woman who is president of a chapter of the NAACP who is white and has been lying about being black.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not saying that it's not interesting or maybe even compelling, but it certainly doesn't fit into the airstrikes in the Middle East category of being important.
Well, you may want to ask, how does that affect people on a daily basis in the U.S.?
It affects us by potentially starting a serious war that will bring in lots of American troops and spend a lot of American money.
So, but on a day-to-day basis, the person who's getting up and brushing their teeth right now and going to work, is that foremost on their minds? Or is that foremost on the minds of talk show hosts?
I would ask, why is this on the foremost on anybody's mind? Only because I think that I would like, maybe this is me and my naivete, I'd like the world, sort of, I'm thinking of the old Coke commercial, I'd like to teach the world to sing.
What are we? We're 12 harmony. Minutes in and he's singing. I wondered how long.
That's not a record.
No.
It's not?
No.
I thought that was, wow. Okay. Well, you know what, anyway. What I find interesting about this is, would it be a different story if she was black, pretending to be white?
Mm.
She wore lighter face paint, pretended to be white. Remember when
Michael Jackson?
I was thinking Eddie Murphy did that on an old Saturday Night Live skit. Right. Do you guys remember that skit?
Yeah.
And white.
But Michael Jackson did it for real.
Well,
but he had a medical issue.
Yes.
Yeah, well, he had more than medical issues. But anyway, go ahead.
So if this was a black woman pretending to be white and she became the head of a chapter like the NAACP, say, you know, equal rights for white people, and suffered discrimination, according to her, as a black woman and then became white, wouldn't we go, wow, isn't that interesting that she got all this preferential treatment, maybe, because of the color of her skin?
Did she fool all the people in Spokane? Do all the people that belong to the NAACP in Spokane think she's black?
Apparently they did. To look at the pictures, she fooled me.
Yeah.
I would have thought
she
was.
Her hair up and skin was dark enough. Yeah.
A
little bit dark.
Now, in 2002, she sued Howard University, where she attended graduate school, for discrimination based on race, pregnancy, family responsibilities, and gender, as well as retaliation.
Sued them for what?
According
to
a Supreme Court appeals court ruling.
Sure.
Because she said that, let's see, I'm looking at it, the claim the university blocked her appointment as a teaching assistant, failed to hire her as an art teacher upon graduation, and removed some of her pieces from a student art exhibition in favor of works by African-American students.
She's a nut job.
This is when she was still a white woman.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, I think your assessment that she's... I think she needs some kind of help.
Yeah, she does. And it's too bad. So we're making a big deal out of this and tearing her apart. I'm not saying that what she did is right or white or whatever, but I feel like we take anybody who's got a problem and make a circus out of it. Is she doing an injustice to the black community? Maybe. Who she hurt herself? I don't see anybody else getting hurt here. And I see everybody piling on. I don't have sympathy. I don't know the woman. It isn't about that. But I feel like we take these situations like this where there's an abnormality and we blow them up and knock them around and kick the people that are here. I think this is just my opinion is this is a disservice to somebody who needs help.
Whoopi Goldberg standing by her.
Well, I don't care whether Whoopi. I'm not standing by her one way or another. I'm just saying that we have become for all kinds of reasons, a society that is hell-bent on destroying ourselves. And we do it one person at a time. We take apart people. We throw them to the wolves. It's like maybe back in, maybe it isn't society. Maybe it's just human nature. The gladiators. The Colosseum in Rome or wherever the Christians were thrown to the lions. And people go in and watch the lions tear these people apart, rip them up, and eat them. What kind of human being does that?
Well, are people really ripping her up? Or
yeah.
I think a lot of people are trying to understand why. And
yeah.
The folks that have let her go, Don Harris is a white man who has the NAACP in the Phoenix area.
Mm.
He did criticize her by saying, what do you gain in saying I'm African American when you're not? He said what it comes down to is that she's lied. So then can you believe her with other things?
Has she lied because she's trying to get ahead? Has she lied because she feels passionately about black issues? Has she lied because she's mentally unstable?
Well, we haven't gotten to that yet.
I think it's all of the above.
Yeah.
She got this position of power. She used being black to get that.
Yeah.
She used black to get a scholarship to grad school.
Yeah.
So she's been using it to
get ahead.
Move herself along.
18 at the hour on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time. For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Geico is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Stage broke his leg over the weekend, and apparently many people thought that would be the end of the concert. Apparently,
sometimes that'll kill it. Yep.
This fella has a little more starts than the average person, so he goes off stage for a treatment. Foo Fighters play a couple more songs in the set, and instead of ending the concert, Grohl comes back on stage and finishes the concert. What, in a wheelchair? Is that how they got him out there?
They brought him back out in a stretcher, and then set him up in a chair with his leg up.
Really?
And, his leg was just wrapped, broken, yeah. He went to the hospital afterwards.
There you go.
I didn't really give the Foo Fighters a whole lot of attention, and I saw them at Jazz Fest, 4 years ago or something. This guy, born to be a rock and roll star.
Really?
Yeah. He is just the perfect rock star. The energy, his just performing, his ability to perform. He plays guitar and drums, and one of the better concerts I've ever seen in my life. And to see him do this does not surprise me at all. When he broke his leg, he was lying down because he just flew right off of the stage and broke his leg. It looks like he tripped over a cord or something and then just tumbled off the stage.
Who else did that recently?
Madonna.
Somebody else.
Somebody
else fell off stage.
There's been a couple of them. So he said he's sitting there laying on the stage and he's like, "Listen, I'm really sorry to you, ladies and gentlemen. I am really sorry. We will come back and finish this concert someday." And then he ends up finishing it right there with a broken leg.
All right. Speaking of concerts, Barry Manilow is headlining this year's Independence Day celebration on the National Mall.
Oh, that's gonna rock.
Performing the 4th of July with the National Symphony. All right. So all of those of you who are elitists and snobs.
Oh, yeah, we're the elitists.
I can't imagine the mayhem that is going to ensue on the National Mall. There should be something done about this. This will bring the wrong element to Washington, D.C.
People over 50.
And and they will create riots, and they will be out of control.
Yes.
They will drink, and they will do drugs.
Awful.
And there should be some politician in Washington, D.C. to do something about
that. Yes, who would that be?
It would be James Watt.
James Watt. No, coming back to the beach. Remember that old story?
James Watt.
When Reagan was president the first term, it was a 4th of July celebration. The Beach Boys were scheduled to appear. Watt said, no, no, we can't have them.
The Beach Boys had appeared for like 4 years in a row, and I went to all of them.
Yeah.
And then James Watt probably said, this is the wrong element. We need to change it and bring like the National Symphony Orchestra on or something. Yeah.
Do you guys remember when Barry Manilow played with Bette Midler when she was just starting?
Yes.
Have you seen the footage?
He was her arranger and conductor.
Right.
That's how he got started, was working
that was
with her.
Incredible.
Now, here's, okay.
Playing
so
in the
here's,
club.
This is a very interesting synchronicity. Bette Midler performed in Boston on Friday, I think it was, Thursday or Friday, in the big, what do they call it, the TD arena now, the old Boston Garden. And now, so Barry Manilow is playing there in the same arena tomorrow night. And I'm going to bring Meredith, and we'll have a nice time. I think his music is superb. It's something always...
Didn't you cry at the last
time? Yeah, bring some tissues, Meredith. He's going to need them.
Yeah.
Especially if you get him one of those sangrias ahead of time. Woo!
Actually, we didn't have any alcohol this past Saturday night. It was a dry Saturday in town.
Well, that's not fun.
No, it's all right. We have different moods for different circumstances. Anyway, I have always been a big Barry Manilow fan for whatever the reason. And people have been making fun of me for years because I find that his music is emotive. It moves.
And you think
me.
He's a sexy man?
No, I don't think he's sexy at all. I think he's a very unattractive man.
Yes, you do. Come on, you can tell.
His music just kind of makes it for me. So there, and then, and.
It's very melodic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, right.
Yes, it is.
28 after the hour. This is a good day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be for the Boston Massive responses.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying in America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves.
with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Program 33 after the hour, as we tell you how we feel about certain things. You can tell us how you feel about certain things by dialing 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Molly would be Molly Page, the news sage. Ken Kessler, info wrestler. Doug Steffen, charming, handsome, brave, courageous, and bold. Long, remember that song from Wyatt Earp, Kenny? Maybe you don't. Long, never mind. It's probably
not. There was a song from Wyatt Earp.
Oh yes, Wyatt Earp, brave, courageous, and bold. Long live his fame, and long live his glory, and long may his story be told. That was from the television show Wyatt Earp.
Oh,
yeah, see,
thanks for that.
Hey, you're welcome. Now let's see if you return the favor. I want to know where those escaped killers are. Come on, it's time we found them, Molly.
Do you think so?
Yep.
There are actually people who are rooting for them.
Of course there are. Yes. It's called the Jailbird Squad.
Really?
Yeah.
The Jailbird Dancers?
The former Jailbirds of America. All right. So what's going on with these guys?
Well, the prison seamstress, who authorities say helped the two convicted killers escape from the maximum security prison in upstate New York, had an intimate relationship with one of those prisoners.
Really? I told you.
Yes. That's
she was looking forward to having one with the other one, too. I told you. It's a menage a trois here.
Really? You were thinking menage a trois. Yeah. I didn't go there. But you are more worldly than I am.
Am I? Good for me.
Joyce Mitchell told the authorities that she was involved with the prison inmate, Richard Matt. She did not give details of the encounter, but there is also some speculation, it has not been confirmed, that she wanted the two to bump off her husband.
Really?
Once they got out. Hmm. And then she kind of had cold feet about the whole thing, and that's when she went to the hospital and didn't pick them up.
Uh-huh. I think that she, Joyce Mitchell, belongs in the same club with Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
I think there's a certain amount of instability there. And then the news media plays on it. This is sad. I looked at that woman the other day, and I felt really sorry for her. And I don't know why, other than I just looked at her, and I felt, what a sad life. And then how many people in this country or around the world live sad lives?
Oh, a lot, I think.
Yeah.
A lot more than we think, because yes. You look at people's Facebook pages and you think everyone's having this glorious life.
Right.
But a lot of people are just getting by.
Yeah. All right, so there's really nothing new with the killers. They're still at large, and that's it. And she says, I had an affair with one of them. And
she got them the tools to get out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did she get those? I would like to know how she got them in. They use power tools to, in the stitch room, they use drills to drill the holes where they put the, what do they call those holes where you, when you're tying something together, like a bathing suit or something, what do they call those, not epithets, epaulets, what do they call those little holes where they put usually some sort of a trim around them so that they don't rip? There's a name for them, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, I don't either. Sorry.
I don't either.
Oh, I have a staff that doesn't know. Because
we don't want you to feel bad by being the only one who doesn't know. So we're going to keep you company.
I will never be able to be a prison seamstress.
Okay. Story at DougStefan.com about this Colorado Supreme Court ruling that suggests that you can be fired from your job for using marijuana, even if it's medical marijuana. People are scratching their head about this one, Molly.
The state Supreme Court ruled 6-0 yesterday that a medical marijuana patient who was fired after failing a drug test cannot get his job back. Mm. Of course, pot's legal in Colorado. It's the fourth state to legalize marijuana. What's really tricky about this is that the Colorado worker, Brandon Coates, is a quadriplegic. He was fired by Dish Network after failing a 2010 drug test. The company agreed that Coates was not high at work, but said it has a zero tolerance for drug policy.
Even if it's medical?
Yes.
For medical reasons.
So what they're saying is he didn't use it at work, but pot's intoxicating chemical, THC, can stay in the system for weeks. Mm-hmm. The Colorado justices ruled that because marijuana is illegal under federal law, Coates' use of the drug couldn't be considered legal even when he's not at work.
You know, as much as I'm critical, if you were listening to the last half hour, I'm wondering about the sanity of spending so much time focused on Rachel Dolezal. But I then think about how we find ourselves in these interesting predicaments that are the back and forth, the craziness of what we go through. One wonders whether modern times are unique because we have so many contradictions. Because that's what this is. It's a crazy contradiction. It's one reality, and then it is contretemps by another reality. And they both are trying to exist in the same world, and yet it makes no sense. There is nothing about this that makes any sense. If you legalize the use of marijuana, you can still, I understand, you have zero tolerance for using drugs. And then the Supreme Court, at first blush, looks like, what is this? But the 6-0 vote, and then you think, okay, well, it really is against the law. So maybe the law should have been changed, and then one wonders if we had changed the law, would somebody have approached it and challenged it in the Supreme Court there?
And then I agree. About, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's kind
of First
crazy.
Of all, Brandon Coates, he's a quadriplegic. He's trying to hold down a job.
How
he's not just
that?
Living on assistance. He's trying to work.
I just, you know what? You heard me, Kenny. You heard me edit myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I give myself credit for that. Anyway, our poll today at DougStefan.com asks whether or not you're in favor of a federal law legalizing marijuana. Oh, man, what a can of worms we're opening up with that. 888-302-3684. The email address I gave you for all three of us. Facebook.com/good day. Twitter at good day. We have anything cooking on this, or if we don't, what do we have things? What's cooking on the front burner?
The front burner is the prison escapees and Rachel Dolezal.
So is there any fun in there? The prison escapees, people are having more fun with that now as time goes by, right? Even though these guys are a couple of murdering bastards.
Yeah, a lot of people are
hoping
on their side. Gary says, if it weren't for the fact that these guys are so violent, I would hope they get away.
Yeah. Only because the system, that prison is obviously so badly run. If this woman doesn't, there's nobody who suspects her from having sex with the prisoner, bringing the power tools in to give to them. I mean, this has got to be, this isn't under cover of darkness. And even if it is under cover of darkness, isn't there supposed to be attention paid to these inmates? These are bad dudes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's why they're in prison. Yes, no, am I crazy or not?
Yeah, I don't, I just, for the life of me, I can't understand how this could happen. They're supposed to be in prison, but somehow they're meeting with the prison seamstress. They're getting tools. Nobody notices.
Getting it on.
Cutting their way out.
All right, so what else?
Jim says, how could they possibly have known where to cut out without finding themselves under 30 feet of dirt? This was a genius job, and there has to be a lot more that we have yet to find out.
Maybe there was some other help from inside, huh? Think? Could be.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Who else has something to say that's interesting?
One more. Christina says, I highly doubt the police believe they went to Vermont, or at least I hope the police wouldn't be that dumb. You never tell them where you think they are. It's more likely they went to Canada.
Yeah. Well, good luck to them, I suppose, one way or the other. By the way, let's go back to the Supreme Court ruling and our question whether you're in favor of a federal law legalizing marijuana. A, yes. B, I'm not sure. C, no. D, I don't care. I think I don't care, except when I think about what happens when people are using pot or other substances that alter their reality state, and then they get in the car and they drive. I don't know if a law fixes making against the law to use this stuff and drive is probably on the books already, and some interpretive. It's certainly against the law to drink and drive.
It's been talked about for a long time, and they're looking at ways to test.
Test
to see
what?
If you're on pot while you're driving, you know, like there's a breathalyzer test for alcohol.
How about taking a breath? How about taking a whiff of what the inside of the car smells like?
I'm not sure that would stand up in court.
No. Well, there'd be somebody will have some device you can stick inside the car, right? And then it'll be deemed illegal without somebody giving permission. You got to read us our rights and then stick the thing in the window.
Imagine well, but that wouldn't you wouldn't necessarily smoke it or eat it in the car. And if you're eating it, then there would be no, no smell.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'd like to teach the world to smoke in perfect harmony.
No, you wouldn't.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Should we talk about Bill?
Not now. 888-302-3684. We can talk about Hillary and Bill in a moment, or Bill on his own. The poll yesterday, on average, how much time do you spend on social media? 33% said less than 30 minutes. Yay! 17 before the hour on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, Maybe you used the strips or the trays, and that was too much work to deal with, and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy? How do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges? My chances of winning lottery and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples. Save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in-store and online while supplies last. Price match. Get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Digitally, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, heard every day around the country on hundreds of radio stations. You can catch us all day, every day, all Doug, all the time at DougSteffen.com, where the archives are, at RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. Let's see, where else can we go? Stitcher Radio, it's just Stitcher.com, I think, Kenny. And the podcasts are also available on, TuneIn Radio, which may be, I always sort of give them short shrift. That may be, in terms of not radio or non-radio, the best place or the most popular. I don't know if it's the best, but the most popular place. A lot of people love that app, TuneIn Radio. All right, so you can hear Molly all the time at DougSteffen.com. Meanwhile, speaking of Molly, she would like us to know how bad things are going to be weather-wise today in Texas. Starting in Houston, moving up to Dallas. Look out. Look out below!
Bill is on his way. The National Hurricane Center upgraded the disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico to Tropical Storm Bill late yesterday. The storm is tracking northwest. It should reach Texas, they say, sometime this morning. So tropical storm warnings in effect for several counties in southeast Texas, including Fort Bend, Liberty, Harris, Chambers, Jackson, among others. The chief meteorologist there says, Tim Heller's his name, says since Saturday, heavy rains primarily are the concern. As much as 6 to 8 inches of rain are possible, and when it comes ashore, it could be 10 inches of rain. So flash flood watch also in effect for southeast Texas.
You sure that's his name?
Tim Heller?
Yeah.
Yeah, why? Do you know him?
No, I just think it could be George Heller. It could be Ralph Heller. Would it have made a difference what his name is as to whether his information is accurate?
Well, if I say they or so, you want specifics. So who are they? Who are you talking about? So I, his name is Tim Heller. He went to school in southeast Texas.
Really?
No. I'm just giving you a hard time.
From now on, I want bios on anybody we talk about.
Done.
For example, John Neistat.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story with him? What's his bio look like?
Oh, well, it's not good now.
No,
it may have been good at one time.
How do you get to be a fired archduke?
You know, you molest kids.
Yeah, the he's the cardinal. Would we say he's the cardinal of the Archbishop of
St. Paul in Minnesota?
Okay, all right.
And his deputy. Mm-hmm. They resigned yesterday after years of pressure and an indication that Pope Francis is making good on his promise that no one's above the law. And he did say that he's going after anyone covering up for clergy who sexually abuse children. So Archbishop...
That's what happened in Minneapolis. Yep.
Yeah. So the hammer's coming down.
Yep. There it is. It's not Army Hammer either. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Now, a twice as nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
From the movie Speed, which was the number one movie during this week in 1994. Believe that or not. Good Lord. Bunga, bunga. So we get started with movie music. A lot of talk this weekend about Jurassic Park, so we'll add to that. Fourth film in the Disaster Dinosaur series takes in a staggering amount of money. Chuck is going to have the box office totals for us in a moment. First, though, we have our contest to qualify you for that spa package, the drawing from the Sindara Inn in Madison, Wisconsin, which takes place on July the 3rd. If you'd like to be in the running for that, listen carefully. In the next moments here, we'll have three different clips from a movie that was number one during this week in 2009. So if you can figure out what the movie is,
clearers,
you'll dial us at 8. There's another voice, just like mine.
888-30.
Thank you. 888-302-3684. Hit another button that has a first clue from this movie, will you, Richie?
Do you realize what this means?
Yes! Matt Lauer can suck it!
Matt Lauer can suck it? Sounded like Goldie Hawn. Is that Goldie Hawn?
No.
No. All right. All right, so that's the first clue. I don't know this movie, but hopefully you do. That's more important than me knowing it. It's more important that you know it, so you can qualify for our drawing. 888-302-3684. Next clue, Richie.
I mean, forget about the Polish. It's the T-Rexes who are the real dummies of the world.
Huh.
It's based on a Saturday morning TV show.
Really?
It's not a good movie, though. It's very disappointing.
That's Chevy Chase, isn't it?
No.
That isn't Chevy Chase? I'm not getting...
So this movie does not star Chevy Chase or Goldie Hawn.
No. I'm usually very good at picking out voices. No. All right. It is foul, but it's not foul
play. You will never get this voice because you don't like this guy.
All right. Last clip.
on the rapids.
It's up this tiny
rock. Ah!
That's good.
And plunge them down. I'm so tired.
Yeah, that's my reaction to this movie. I don't know. I don't know. I guess I don't know anything about it because I never saw the movie. I remember seeing the promotion for it, though, and thinking, ugh, eight, but imagine it made it to number one. There you go. 888-302-3684. What's the name of that movie to qualify for our drawing? Chucker has the update on how things fell in line. Top five movies on the box office list coming up on Good Day.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's one of our best-selling hardwoods, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get stylish white plank hardwood. This week, 3/4-inch solid hardwood is an incredible 32% less than other stores. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents, plus pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha. All right, let's get at it here, Richie. 888-302-3684. Let's try Ross, who is in Minnesota, I think, somewhere. I don't know where you are, Ross, but not important to the story. What's the name of the movie?
Ross in Grand Rapids. It's Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost. You are correct, Amundo. So who is the star of this, Chucker?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Ah! Okay, got it. All right, no wonder. So you get the qualification credentials to the Sindara Spa. We'll have that drawing on the 3rd of July. Hold on just a second, Ross, so that Richie can take the information that he needs to hold on to your records. Meanwhile, Chucker, Jurassic Park and the records.
Huge dog, Jurassic World, a lot of anticipation, but I don't think anybody thought it would be this big. $204.6 million in its opening 3 days.
Oof.
To give you an idea how much money that is, Doug, that's the equivalent of total ad revenue this program takes in 1 year.
Really? Yeah. I wish that was the case.
This program took 1 year. That movie took 3 days.
From your mouth to God's ears and anybody else's advertiser's ears, yes.
Chris Pratt, the star, reportedly signed on for at least 2 more Jurassic films, so there'll be more. Personally, I want to see Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, and Laura Dern return for at least 1 more time. Spy came in second. Melissa McCarthy film, $16 million, 57 in 2 weeks. San Andreas, third, $11 million, 120 in 3 weeks. That rounds out the top three. I did a revival of Superman last night from 78, and I must say, if there ever was an actor born to play a role, Christopher Reeve as Superman, a complete joy to watch that movie back on the
big screen. What do they do for a follow-up to San Andreas? I mean, how do they do a sequel to that?
It would be far-fetched.
Yeah, well,
if there's another Sharknado, they can do another.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. If they're making that kind of money with that
they
movie.
Make money, they'll do anything.
Exactly. Thanks, Chuck. Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Now, a twice as nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for 2 people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.